Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6 o'clock already, I was just in the middle of a dream. It's just another manic Monday.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the, what edition is this? Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew. That opening was really loud to me, Dalton. Was it loud to you? Did you hear it okay?
It wasn't, but remember, I'm at home, so my headphones are leveled.
It about blasted me out of here. I guess the people that are listening, though, it didn't bother them.
I wouldn't think.
You've got everything under control.
Everything is right at minus 20 where it should be. We're cruising.
Okay, well, then maybe it's me.
Our altitude is good.
I don't know.
You know that Monday morning you hop in here, the headphones are always too loud at the radio station.
There's something wrong, Captain. I can't seem to get the sound down, Captain.
Well, okay. Let me adjust your flux capacitor here.
Okay.
How is that?
Good, Spock.
Okay.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Hey, it's June 5th. No, June 2nd. It's Monday. It is Monday,
June
though.
June 5th is this week.
Yeah. I have June 5th on my mind. I can tell you about that later.
Oh.
Episode 1669. That's 12 days until Flag Day. 12 days until Flag Day and 13 days until Father's Day, which nobody really cares about. Everybody goes on vacation. They don't care whether there's Father's Day or not.
As long as Father is there to pay.
I can't even get a Father's Day shirt like, you know, World's Greatest Father or World's Greatest Papa. I can't even get one of those. They probably think I won't wear it. I would, though. Wouldn't you wear one if it says...
Well, number one, my kids are never going to give me a World's Greatest Father shirt.
What are they calling you?
Well, John, you have to understand.
What are they calling you? Are you Poo-Poo, Pop-Pop, Boo-Boo? What's your name?
Booger.
Bebop.
His name's Booger.
Bob-Bop. Bebop. Isn't that right?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right. You're just going to wait.
Nobody's landed on something
You're
yet.
Just going to wait. Well, sometimes the baby will dictate that. You know,
grandparents are still kind of in flux of what they want to be called, so nobody on either side has landed on a name yet.
Except your mother. Your mother wants to be called Nanny, and so I said, I'm going to call you Nanny Goat then.
Well, that's ugly.
Well.
See, you're a jerk. Hey, sometimes, though, they let the baby, decide when they get to talk, and nobody really has a name until they go, like, she'll look at you, and she'll go, ooh-ooh, you know, something like that, and you might be ooh-ooh, you know?
I don't know if I want to be ooh-ooh.
You are in my head, ooh-ooh. No, yours is more like uh-oh. And when I see you, hey, I'm really excited. We've got summer movies coming out. Superman's coming out, the 11th of July, I think. Everything's rocking and rolling, and I just happened to stumble across a little article I thought, Dalton, you might be interested in. There's this kid that was in the Titanic. His name is Reese Thompson.
The movie, not the real one, right?
The movie, yeah, the movie. Reese Thompson.
Okay.
He makes residuals still to this day. He makes $100. Okay. He makes $100 every time the movie is shown. Now, how many times do you think Titanic's shown? With all the streaming? And
all the time.
Yeah. And so... he makes a pretty good living. He's a digital marketing guy. He grew up to be, that's what he does now, but he makes a pretty good little salary. You know,
I guess not enough not to work because he's still doing that digital marketing, but he's making enough little side hustle.
And in the contrast to that, the people of Gilligan's Island made a residual only for the first five times it was rerun. Which, you know, I guess at the time they thought, well, it may not run that long, but now after 60 years, it's still running, and they don't get anything from it, those that are still alive, anyway. So, I don't know if anybody's still, Tina Louise is.
This little internet query says, in the 97 film Titanic has been re-released three times since its original run. 2023 was the 25th anniversary, so that was the last time. And... users have reportedly seen the movie 8 to 10 times since 97.
Well, it's a movie theater release.
Yeah, a movie theater release. I mean, but every time it's shown on television, streaming, anything, you know, the dude's making. Sometimes it says it's $250. I don't really know the reasoning why, but anyway.
Well, there's a 3D version of it too now, so maybe it's if it's shown in 3D or something. I don't know.
A 3D version of Titanic?
You really get to see that ship sink.
I really get to see people drown in 3D. That's good.
In a survey of like 4,000 people, 80-something percent have seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that shows you how many people have
seen it.
Have
you seen it?
I have.
Oh, well, then if you have, then probably everybody has.
More than once.
Yeah. We've got a great show for you this morning. Brian and Dalton. Dalton's going to look up some vacation spots for us, the top vacation spots this hour. Stay tuned. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at some patchy fog under sunny skies towards the afternoon. High near 87 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 63 degrees, southeast winds stay around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine expected. High near 90 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday night's looking mostly quiet under clear skies. Low around 70 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Our Heart for Healing honoree is Gordon Ferguson. After more than two decades of dedicated service, Gordon Ferguson, FASHI President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is retiring. Gordon secured an 80-acre campus on Medical Center Parkway with more than 200 beds and the introduction of high acuity programs, including the launch of cardiovascular surgery in 2023. That same year, Ferguson's leadership oversaw the opening of West Lawn Hospital, Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital. Gordon's heart and soul are totally committed to this community, and his impact far exceeds the walls of the hospital. Enjoy your retirement, and thank you, Gordon Ferguson, who receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees beat the Dodgers in L.A. Sunday night 7-3. Four hits for DJ LeMahieu, but Yankee closer Luke Weaver did not pitch due to a sore hamstring. Arizona 3-1 winners against Washington, but Diamondbacks starting pitcher Corbin Burns left with elbow inflammation. At Seattle, Cal Raleigh hit his 23rd home run of the season, which leads the majors. The Mariners beat Minnesota 2-1. Victories for San Diego and San Francisco. The Mets sent Colorado to an 8th straight loss, 5-3. Milwaukee won its 7th in a row, 5-2 at Philadelphia, which falls to second place in the NL East, a game behind the Mets. In the WNBA, 7-0 New York whipped Connecticut, 7-0 Minnesota won at expansion Golden State. Scottie Scheffler took the Memorial by 4 strokes. NASCAR win at Nashville for Ryan Blaney, and at the Women's College World Series, elimination game victories for Oklahoma and Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric with over 3,600 miles of fiber. Can you imagine that? 3,600 miles.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah. United Communications delivers nearly perfect reliability across the region. More at mte.com/internet. We're here live today. Getting a little warmer, isn't it? Getting as we get closer to summer.
80s.
It is warming up a little bit. It's still kind of like sticky outside.
Boy, you know, Friday was a nice day though, wasn't it? After that rain.
That's true.
It was like cool. We had branches come down over the night.
Got a little windy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't even stay up. I didn't listen to Rutherford Weather or anything. Did Rutherford Weather get on the air?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Just surprise wind.
I mean, it was only like 20, 30 miles an hour. Mm. A little gust front came through. Huh.
Well, I guess I got
an old
tree.
Did you hear the way he said that, John? Like you're just a fool?
Yeah, I know. Well, he does that a lot on the air, too, all the
only
time.
Only like 23 miles an hour. Gave the exact number and
20
everything.
To 30.
I think Rutherford Weather should have been informing us of 30-mile-per-hour winds.
I mean, at least a post.
Yeah, at least a post. A little, you know, they know how you pop on and go, we're now on YouTube, you know, like that kind of thing. No, we're airing. No?
Nah.
You must have been asleep when all that happened, I guess.
That was not impactful.
We've got a CBS News update in less than 20 minutes. A check of state news from Access Tennessee is straight ahead. And Dalton, guess what we've got later on this hour?
What, John?
The CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Now he does it before I say Wolf. And now...
And the first one wasn't even a wolf.
What was the first thing that came on?
His girlfriend.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to go through another Lindsay Lohan, it looks like. All right. It's time to introduce our good neighbor of the day. And the Beasley Animal Clinic. The staff there are good neighbors of the day for the great work they do in our community, helping to control the pet population. The Beasley Animal Clinic staff will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Send in good neighbors to us. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. Same phone number for birthdays and anniversaries on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450.
Well, today is National Leave the Office Early Day, so on that note, I'm out of here, guys. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, me too. See you, Brian.
You're not even in the office.
Oh, I don't even get a choice. Our song of the day today. Actors who were one-hit wonders. Well, this was a big hit. It hit number 17 on the U.S. charts in 1978, King Tut. King.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy King. King Tut.
That's Steve Martin from 1978. Big hit for him. More to come is 624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dunley. We're following developing news today out of Gatlinburg. That's where six people are recovering following a multi-vehicle crash right in the middle of the city's busy downtown tourist area. Pedestrians also said to be among those injured. The crash happened just after 4 p.m. Sunday in the 700 block of Parkway. Five vehicles were involved in the crash. Three people were taken away by helicopter, three others placed in an ambulance, according to the Gatlinburg Police Department. Details of how the crash happened are still under investigation at this hour. Governor Bill Lee issuing a statement overnight offering full support to the community in the wake of the accident. In Memphis, the NAACP is asking for a full shutdown of Elon Musk's new XAI facility, citing illegal operations and health risks. The NAACP says XAI has been running 35 gas turbines without permits, violating clean air laws. They accuse officials of ignoring public concerns and allowing XAI to operate without transparency or accountability. The site is near Boxtown, a historically black neighborhood where cancer risks are already four times the national average, according to the organization. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A 15-year-old reported dead from gunfire outside the Clarksville Speedway and Fairgrounds Saturday night. Off-duty officers reported hearing the gunshots and found the victim in a crowd near the entrance. No victim or suspect information has been released. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour, Good Neighbor events coming up, along with Rewind, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic here on the Big G. 101.9, 100.5, and AM 1450, if you're trying to find us. If you are, you've already found us if you're hearing me say that. Okay. Anyway.
If you're trying to find us somewhere else.
Yeah, it's June, and we are in the middle of, well, I don't know what day it is, it's June 2nd, but we are in the middle of, if you haven't hunted for a vacation spot, we've got you some suggestions for you, and Dalton's got a few of those for us, and I think you'd be interested to hear what those are.
Yes, we do. We've got a list of 30 of the best places to visit in the USA for the year 2025. This is 30? An updated list from, yes, we've got 30 from travel.com. First one on the list is Glacier National Park.
I've heard that.
Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, very famous for glaciers. That's what they've got there. We've also got Yellowstone National Park coming in at number two. Let's take a little visit to Yellowstone. Lots of national parks on the list this year. I don't know why that is, but
those are probably relatively cheaper too, wouldn't you think? I mean,
I think so.
Spend a little time at least.
Yeah, yeah. Maui comes in at number three, though.
Oh, that isn't cheap.
No, it is not. Never been.
I've never
Maui.
Been to Have Maui. I'd like to go. Maybe we can go on our WGNS bonuses.
Let's take a little Wake Up Crew trip to Maui. We'll do a few shows from the beach.
Is there a Maui, Tennessee by chance?
No.
Grand Canyon
you know,
National
laughs,
Park comes in at
He laughs
four.
Like we think that's funny, but we hate him for that. Go ahead.
Yes, we do. Grand Canyon National Park comes in at number four.
I've seen the Grand Canyon. Have you?
I have not.
I have not.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yosemite at number five.
Another national park.
Another national park.
I've got an idea, though. Why don't we take a trip to the Stones River National Battlefield?
Okay, go ahead, Dalton.
Honolulu comes in at number six on the list. Hawaii, you know, of course, urban and beach environments. Hang out, have a city around your beach. Grand Teton or Teton National
Grand
Park?
Teton, I think.
Teton comes in at number seven. That's number seven on our list. Zion National Park comes in at number eight. That one is somewhere. I don't know where that one is located. I know that's where they filmed the scene in Star Trek where Kirk fights that one alien in the desert. That's where they filmed that. Kauai comes in at number nine, best places to visit in the U.S. Lake Tahoe at number 10. Olympic National Park at number 11. Moab at number 12. Now we're into just some beaches. Key West at number 13 on the list. And then maybe not the beach scene. Maybe that's not your thing. Washington, D.C. comes in at number 14 on the list, and Savannah at number 15.
Okay, well, I'll stop you there. We'll do the next one on the next segment. But is it funny how national parks dominate that first?
It really
has
dominated
15?
This list. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zion, by the way, is in Utah.
I haven't been to Utah. I've flown over it, but I haven't been to Utah. But
I think it's because they're affordable.
Yeah, I would say. But then they go, number four was what, Maui? I mean,
Maui, yeah.
I mean, you're either going to Hawaii or going to a national park, according to that list, up to this point.
And the most visited national park.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. is a big trip. Your dad's been there. That's a really interesting trip. He paid for it himself, working his way through.
In eighth grade.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Today in History. We'll be back with Dalton in just a moment.
Turn to turn your security.
Oh, here we go. 1796. Nope. 1835. Thought I caught myself. Good I have job. It marked out, too. You believe that? P.T. Barnum and his circus begins the first tour of the U.S. Could have done without that. 1875, Alexander Graham Bell makes the first sound transmission.
Hey, it's me, Alexander Graham Bell. I'm here transitioning on the first transmission.
Didn't his buddy send him a message back or something? Or
I think it was Mary Had a Little Lamb was the first transmission. Exactly. Mary Had a Little Lamb whose fleece was white as snow. I'm Alexander Graham Bell. Signing off.
He sounds like they got on the Untouchables. Okay, 1928, Kraft, building on the original 1918 design, rolls out Velveeta cheese.
It's Kraft here. We're making mac and cheese.
Man, boy, Velveeta. It's pretty good stuff. You can use it for a lot of things. Except you can't make pimento cheese out of Velveeta. You can try, but it's difficult.
The shredded kind. They have a shredded one.
I know that, but I'm talking about actually Velveeta.
Yeah, it's a little difficult.
It's glue. It's orange glue.
The best
glue.
Is just getting American cheese and grating it and putting it in. That's the best pimento cheese. I know yours is good, but the best is doing it that way. Babe Ruth in 1935 announced his retirement as a player at age 40.
It's me, Babe Ruth, and I'm retiring.
1962, Ray Charles cover, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, hits number one. I made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. And in 2004, Ken Jennings begins his 74-game winning streak on the syndicated game show Jeopardy, and now he's the host of Jeopardy. That's Today in History at 6:33. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. June 2nd, 1979. Donna Summer at the top of the singles chart with Hot Stuff. June 2nd, 1990.
I was serenely independent and content before we met.
My Fair Lady's surely Rex Harrison died of cancer.
Way again.
He was 82.
I've grown accustomed to her look.
And June 2nd, 2008. Oh, dearly, call her nanny go. Bo Diddley died of heart failure at his home in Florida. He was 79. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at some patchy fog under sunny skies towards the afternoon. High near 87 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 63 degrees, southeast winds stay around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine expected, high near 90 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday night's looking mostly quiet under clear skies, low around 70 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Barslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. It's busier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago. As you come past the airport over here at B&A Airport at Donelson Pike, all that traffic coming through Donelson Hermitage in right now from Wilson County, trying to load up with a little bit of volume where there's been lots of radar on 24 this morning around 8:40 in that section of Rutherford County. Be careful. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage recently and your roof is leaking, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. These guys are absolutely the best. They'll do you a good job. Log on to irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
Here's Tom Sweat with Americare Services Incorporated.
Americare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated.
For over 78 years, you've depended on WGNS to tell you what's happening locally. We still do, and we thank you for tuning in. There's a free grief support group that meets every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. Also next week on Friday, June 13th, it's Lightning Bugs and Lemonade over at Oakland's Mansion. Oh, and happy 50th anniversary to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is its 50th anniversary year. This producer-only farmers market is open every Tuesday and Friday from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And it's at our beautiful state-of-the-art farmers market at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Next to Paws and just down from Sam's. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
We're back here on the Wake Up Crew. I'm John. I'm here in the studio with Brian Barrett in the studio.
Hello.
And remote from home is Dalton Barrett with his aquarium, his lovely aquarium in front of behind him. And
that's
true. Got some cool stuff, like a minute work sign up there. What's wet floor sign?
Wet floor sign.
Yeah.
I'll tell the story about that later.
Okay, but it looks stolen, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah, maybe that's the story I'll tell later.
And that's not the only one.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it is. It's cool in the. It looks cool in the house.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, I thought so. Well, I thought it was a cool little.
Oh, wait a minute. I think the FBI, I think, are knocking on your door right now.
I'm not sure the statute of limitations is out on that, by the way.
All right. Speaking of statutes of limitation, here is the dad joke of the day.
You know, humans eat bananas more than monkeys.
Really?
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't remember the last time I ate a monkey.
Oh, play on words. Good.
Solid. Definitely not the funniest.
No. I don't really want to give it a 3 because I think that's doing it injustice.
It's not quite a 4. What about a 3.5?
3.5. Yeah, let's go 3.5. 3.75. That's not helping. That's not helping your situation. You know how hard it is to focus when he's going.
CBS News Brief. Police in Boulder, Colorado say an Egyptian national in the U.S. on an expired visa is under arrest after he allegedly lobbed Molotov cocktails into a crowd of demonstrators honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza.
I'm horrified. I mean, I live 5 minutes away, and the fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
8 people were hurt, 1 critically. Ukraine says a drone attack on Russia took out more than a third of the country's strategic bombers. The BBC's Paul Adams.
What Ukraine did yesterday was to show that even though there is this still enormous numerical disadvantage between the Russian and Ukrainian forces, Ukraine still has cards to play.
Russia and Ukraine meet in Turkey today for peace talks. CBS's Elaine Cobb says a Polish politician backed by President Trump has been elected his country's next leader.
Nawrocki is opposed to deepening European integration and cooperation, and he is opposed to Ukraine's NATO membership.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Last week, a tragic incident in downtown Murfreesboro claimed the life of 19-year-old Ibrahim Hull on Friday, May the 23rd. According to the Murfreesboro Police Department, Hull was fatally struck by a moving train car near West Main Street and Overall Street. Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services pronounced him dead at the scene. Investigators say that Hull had tried to cross through a stationary boxcar of a stopped train, tossing his bicycle ahead of him. As he reached down to retrieve his bike, a second train approached from the opposite direction, striking him before he could escape. The location of the accident, a commonly used section of track in Murfreesboro, has prompted renewed concerns over pedestrian safety near train lines. Authorities urge residents not to cross between or under train cars, regardless of whether they appear stationary. The Murfreesboro Police Criminal Investigations Division is actively looking into whether safety procedures were neglected in this case. Just days later, in the early hours of Monday, May the 26th, law enforcement responded to a separate disturbance near Shelbyville Pike and Tiger Hill. Murfreesboro police officers joined Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies after reports of unruly juveniles led to a search near a wooded area behind Walmart. Despite extensive efforts, including patrol sweeps near Joby Jackson Parkway and Christy Knob Way, no suspects were located. The investigation remains open, though no arrests have been made. Tiger Hill has previously served as a hiding spot, most notably in a 2018 case involving a TV theft from the same Walmart. Local residents continue to express concern while also commending the rapid police response across Murfreesboro and Greater Rutherford County. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority.
Roscoe.
RoscoeBrown.com. them.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it is 6:48. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Don't forget to tune in to your favorite WGNS shows, live or on demand, and even watch them on Big GTV. Ooh. How do you do that? By visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. There's other avenues, too, I guess you can go to.
That's just kind of got them listed there.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. What was it, the little menu bar up there, the little lines up at the top? What do you call those? What's the official word?
A hamburger menu.
A hamburger menu, yeah. Okay. Go to that and click down. Had a lot of people ask me about that after the ball game the other day in the state tournament. How do we listen? Mm. And I said, well, so I just went into my DJ voice and went, we have a podcast and you can go to WGNSradio.com.
You know?
/listen. Yeah. We're going to continue our visit to some places that we're suggesting that you can go for summer vacation, as we always do in June. And a lot of people already booked their vacations, but in case you haven't, if you want to go to Maui, you know, you can go. You know, that's one of the places.
From travel.usnews.com. These are the top.
So this is legit. This is not some little Brian Barrett at the Weather Center coming up with some stuff. This is big time.
A Brian Barrett list of vacation places would just be his backyard. So we're at number 16 on our list, Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole is in western Wyoming. So it's an outdoorsy type place.
Yeah.
Some hikes, some farms, that kind of thing.
Bet you could see a cowboy.
They filmed Brian, one of the TV shows there.
I have a problem with this list. You have to be in shape to go to some of these places. Like Grand Canyon and walking around and parks.
Not this next place. New York City.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you have to walk around. Get you a scooter. Run over people.
I'm walking here. Okay, go ahead.
Number 18 on our list is San Francisco. One of the best places in the U.S. to travel to. Never been.
Left my heart there in San Francisco.
Aspen, Colorado is best known for winter travel, but apparently they have some summer options as well.
Yes. Maybe they have fake snow up there.
Oh, maybe.
You know, Aspen's a pretty place, evidently.
Bar Harbor is number 20 on our list. It's another national park. in Maine's Mount Desert Island. So I'll take a trip to Bar Harbor. Charleston, South Carolina.
That's a beautiful city.
Romantic getaway is what this says. Number 21 on our list. San Diego, California comes in at number 22. Boston comes in at number 23. Massachusetts. Take a trip to Boston. Visit the harbor.
Boston. Yeah.
Boston habit. Sedona, number 24. Cliffs and stuff. See some cliffs.
I think that's California too, isn't it?
I like the way he's he described it. Cliffs and stuff, man.
Destin, Florida comes in at number 25.
Destin or Dustin?
Destin.
Destin, okay. I thought you said, okay, I got it right. Destin.
Adirondack. It's a mountainous region. Yeah, that's okay. It. Like the chair.
Yeah.
It's a mountainous region of northeastern New York. Nice little lake and stuff there. Telluride comes in at number 27. Las Vegas at number 28. Get you some gambling in. Seattle, Washington, number 29. And then Big Sur comes in at number 30. Oh, wow. That's a California coastline.
Yeah,
that's
you do some list. Surfing.
The most visited national park in the country? Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh.
Didn't make the list, sorry.
Didn't make the list.
Well, I mean, it's the most visited national park.
I think maybe they're talking about like staying, you know, for long periods of time. I don't know why. There's Dollywood up there.
Yeah, you can hike Clingman's Dome and stay gone a day.
Okay, that was on the Brian Barrett list, but not on the U.S. World News Report. Time for some birthdays. Let's celebrate.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Edward Elgar, English composer, 1904. Johnny Weissmuller, American actor, played Tarzan. You should have played that when Dalton was trying to get up in the mornings. Just yell that, you know, do that.
It wouldn't have worked.
Oh.
It wouldn't have worked.
He has to take a picture, doesn't he? He has to go to the bathroom and take a picture. In 1936, Sally Kellerman, actress, she was in the movie MASH.
And the movie came before the series. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
1970, to be exact. In 1941, Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, born in London, England. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. 1944, Marvin Hamlisch, American composer and conductor of The Sting, A Chorus Line. He was born in New York and died in 2012. And in 1948, Jerry Mathers, Sioux City, Iowa. He's the actor, he played the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And in 1972, Wayne Brady, American actor and comedian. The Wayne Brady Show, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And let's make a deal. I was trying to think of the name of the game show. Our local birthdays today, let's go with yesterday's first. Diane Stearns, Karen Brown, Mike Browning, Glenda West, Michelle Wilson, and Caleb Swayze. Today, Corby Yarbrough, Steve Sachs, Jasmine Thomas, and Bob Zachary. And that's all the birthdays.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450, so we can give away some delicious banana pudding.
We've got weather to come up. Our final look for this hour, it's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at some patchy fog under sunny skies towards the afternoon. High near 87 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 63 degrees, southeast winds stay around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine expected. High near 90 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday night's looking mostly quiet under clear skies. Low around 70 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61 degrees.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Good morning. No shortage of radar as you come down I-24 in certain sections there through Rutherford County this morning. Anywhere near 840 as that cranks up in that area, headed towards Hermitage on 24 going westbound. It's a little bit busy at times, 65 south. out at Trinity Lane. There's been plenty of radar down I-40 in Dixon County this morning, just past Highway 46. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here.
Are you ready to go to the Upside Down for New Year's Eve?
Run!
Netflix revealing the release schedule for the final season of Stranger Things. It'll be 3 parts, November 26th, Christmas Day, then New Year's Eve. Most of the cast is back, including Winona Ryder as Joyce.
I think about that night all the time.
I can't believe this is my life.
Allison Jay plays Joyce in Broadway's Stranger Things, The First Shadow. She told me she still hasn't met Winona, and that's okay.
What would I ask her? What would I say to her? And that helped me mine some of what I wanted to work on and bring to the stage in this. Oddly, a helpful exercise in not meeting the person yet.
Pick up the phone, Winona. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We want to congratulate the Beasley Animal Clinic. There's their staff. They're today's Good Neighbor of the Day for the great work they do in our community, helping to control the pet population. The Beasley Animal Clinic staff will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, super easy to get those into us. Just text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Very, very similar process for birthdays. Call or text 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
And Brian, what do you have coming up for us on the 7 o'clock hour?
Not much.
I'm excited about the news coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, right, you'll here. Get a big update.
Yeah, it's the oldest news broadcast in America.
Nap time.
7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Colorado protesters attacked.
The fact that this is happening to Jews in my local community makes me scared.
Anguish and death at Gaza relief site. Drones hit deep into Russia.
Ukraine targeted the enemy more than 2,500 miles from the front lines.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, police are calling it a possible terror attack. A man used a makeshift flamethrower to try to set people on fire in Boulder, Colorado. They had gathered to call attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. CBS's Jason Allen says 8 people were hurt and a suspect is in custody.
Just stay away. Just stay away.
People rush to treat burn victims with water after police say a man allegedly used a makeshift flamethrower to attack a group gathering on Boulder's Pearl Street Sunday.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It was chaos. People were writhing on the ground. It was traumatic to watch.
Crowds tended to the eight people, aged 52 to 88, who were injured in the attack. Others stood around the alleged suspect, who was just feet away, yelling anti-Israel expressions. The FBI says 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon targeted the Boulder Run for Their Lives march, which raises awareness for Israeli hostages in Gaza.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
We've been waiting for us gasoline with Molotov cocktails, and once we gathered, he decided to attack.
Omer Shaka was leading yesterday's walk.
It's hard to share the moment of you see flames behind your friend's screams. It's chaotic.
Investigators are now digging into the suspect's background and social media posts, trying to determine if he allegedly acted alone, was directed by a terrorist organization, or was influenced by extremist ideology. U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News the suspect, Solomon, is an Egyptian national who arrived at LAX in 2022 and overstayed his non-immigrant visa.
In Gaza, local officials say more than 50 people were killed yesterday while trying to get food at a humanitarian site. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab.
CBS News cameras were there when body after body arrived at Gaza's Nasser Hospital. Doctors and nurses have called this a mass casualty event. Eyewitnesses said Israeli forces opened fire near a controversial aid distribution point in the southern city of Rafah. Dozens were killed and over 200 wounded, most suffering from gunshot injuries, according to health officials. Including British doctor Victoria Rose.
It's very difficult to think that they were just looking for food and now they're injured and they're on our operating tables.
Ukraine says its drone attack deep inside Russia yesterday took out more than one-third of Moscow's strategic bombers. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Bomber after Russian bomber blown to pieces in explosion after explosion, targeting five Russian air bases across the country. The closest, about 300 miles from the war's front line. The furthest, more than 3,700 miles away in Russia's Far East. Making it one for the history books, said Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. A brilliant operation was carried out, he said, and the people who helped us are safe, extracted from Russia before the operation.
Well, President Trump's new 50% tariff on steel and aluminum imports kicks in this week. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
With legal challenges to the president's tariffs proceeding and no big trade deal in sight, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick insists deals are coming.
We could sign lots of deals now, but I think we're trying to make them better and better and better.
But China remains a big sticking point. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent once again called out Beijing for violating a truce reached last month to lift some tariffs and restart exports of rare materials.
What China is doing, they are holding back products that are essential for the industrial supply chain.
Bessent says he expects Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to speak soon to jumpstart trade talks.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
There's jury selection today in a defamation case that's been brought against a vocal supporter of President Trump. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It's a defamation trial against Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company and Lindell's media outlet. The plaintiff is a former official with Dominion Voting Systems who says Lindell was a vector of misinformation and his conspiracy theories about the 2020 election were damaging to the official and damaging to Dominion.
An attorney for Harvey Weinstein says the once powerful Hollywood mogul does not plan to testify in his New York sex crimes retrial. Closing arguments are set for tomorrow. A trans high school athlete at the center of a political storm went home a winner this weekend at the closely watched state track and field championships in California. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
On the podium, 16-year-old A.B. Hernandez was all smiles. She's the first known competitor at California's track and field state championships to share first place in two events. The high school junior, a transgender girl, drew the ire of protesters.
I'm here to save my daughter's future because they're trying to set a precedent. They're trying to push us aside like they always do to women.
And President Trump, who posted on social media this week he would withhold federal funding for the state if Hernandez was allowed to compete.
The rules were changed ahead of the meet to allow more girls to compete and medal in events in which Hernandez participated. Overseas, nationalist candidate Karol Nawrocki won Poland's presidential election. He's an admirer of President Trump, and the win is seen as a big blow to the country's pro-European Union government. Well, after a two-year pause, a solemn tradition has returned to Arlington National Cemetery.
Horse-drawn caissons have carried the caskets of deceased service members to gravesites at the cemetery since 1948. The tradition is a moving one. A flag-draped casket aboard an ammunition wagon being pulled by six horses. But in 2023, they stopped doing it over concerns for the health and welfare of the horses. Since then, the caisson program's been completely overhauled. The Army spent more than $28 million training soldiers and horses and upgrading stables and equipment. While caisson funerals are back, they'll be limited to two per day and up to 10 per week. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at some patchy fog under sunny skies towards the afternoon. High near 87 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 63 degrees, southeast winds stay around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine expected, high near 90 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday night's looking mostly quiet under clear skies, low around 70 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Barslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's gotten heavier on I-24 coming up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, all that traffic building down through the Mount Juliet area has increased quite a bit. Trying to get out of Wilson County as we check it out live. On 40 going westbound as you work your way through Hermitage here at Stewart's Ferry Pike, 65 south, a little bit slow there at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
It is a Monday, Monday. It is the June 2nd. It is the June 2nd. That's right. 1669. That's how many episodes of this mess we've done.
You mean it's not June 5th?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All gone.
It's the only June 2nd of 2025.
Wow, you're having a worse time than I did.
It's the 5th June 2nd of the 2020s.
Sure. And there have been 2025 June 2nds.
Who thinks that way? Just Dalton Barrett.
just being honest. It's the 25th June 2nd of the 2000s.
How many June 2nds have there been?
I don't know, since the month of June was invented.
2025.
Well, I think the Roman calendar was in place prior to AD, the AD system, so there's been more than that.
But did they call it June, or was it Junus?
I think it was June.
I mean, y'all's arguments just... I
12 days until Flag Day, so that's a biggie. And 13 days until Father's Day, the forgotten holiday for dads.
Did they do anything special on Flag Day? I mean, like at Washington or anything?
I think there's a little flag waving.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure they do like a big Pledge of Allegiance or something.
Yeah.
To the flag. Let's see. How about our song of the day? Let's get right to it. Steve Martin had a big hit in the 70s, 78 as a matter of fact. It was a skit on Saturday Night Live, and it turned into the number 17 hit on the U.S. charts in the year 1978.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky?
All right, King Tut, our song of the day as we look at actors who were one-hit wonders. Okay. Students, you need a pen and a piece of paper or something to write on. It doesn't have to be neat.
So, I've got to do this?
Yes. Everyone is participating. So, John, paper, you can write it on that sheet right there. Be fine.
This, I don't have any paper. Hold on.
This sheet is sacred.
Sacred?
It's our, I mean, it's our play sheet.
Write it on another sheet. Or a piece of paper. I can give you one.
No, I'll write it on.
All right,
back.
I found some paper. Thanks for the heads up.
Okay. Now, it comes at you fast, so you have to pay attention.
What are we doing?
Just follow along to the instructions that are given to you audibly here.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Now, I want you to think of any number between 1 and 10. Could be any number. Now, once you got that number, I want you to take that number and double it. So double that number. Now, once you've done that, I want you to take that new number and multiply it by 5. I'll give you some time to do so. All right, now once your number is multiplied by 5, I want you to take that new number and subtract 1. Once you subtracted 1, I want you to focus on that number and focus on the last digit of that number. Now, there's no way I can know what digit you're thinking of. All right, cool. And the number you're on right now is 9.
Wow.
Incorrect. I tricked the system.
I wrote 9 down too.
Wow, that's amazing.
74?
7.5 was my first number.
It didn't say decimals.
It's a number.
You cheated.
He didn't want to be fooled.
I was not going to let that man get a one-up on me.
This would have been much better if he weren't here then, wouldn't it?
He did kind of take the, yeah. That's amazing, though, yeah.
Well, let's try another one.
Okay.
What's 5 plus 3? It's 8. And what's 9 plus 2? It's 11. And lastly, what's 10 minus 6? It's 4. Now quickly, think of any number between 5 and 12. Go. You got one? Lock in your number so you cannot change your mind. Now, you could have thought of any one of these numbers, and the number you're thinking of is 7.
Okay, he's wrong because I didn't hear, I missed the first instruction.
Oh, sorry.
You kind of rushed that on me. Do okay. It again. Do it.
What's 5 plus 3? It's 8. And what's 9 plus 2? It's 11. And lastly, what's 10 minus 6? It's 4. Now quickly, think of any number between 5 and 12. Go. You got one? Lock in your number so you cannot change your mind. Now, you could have thought of any one of these numbers, and the number you're thinking of is 7.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get 7?
Mm-hmm. Did you get 7?
Well, I did. Dalton didn't, I'm sure.
No.
He got 7.4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was thinking of the number 11.
Which is why the dad joke of the day gets like 3.9. Stuff like that. Decimals. One more. This one doesn't involve a number-ish.
Now, what I want you to do is think of any sport. Really get that sport locked in your mind. What I want you to do is focus on the second letter in that sport. And once you got the second letter in your mind, I want you to think of any fruit that starts with that letter. Now, finally, to make this super random, I want you to focus on the last letter of that fruit and think of any animal that starts with that letter. Really get the animal locked in your mind. All right, now really focus in on your animal. Are you thinking of an elephant? Let me know if I got it right.
My word, I was thinking elephant.
I did too.
You know, this
I was also thinking elephant.
You know, when you introduced this to us off air, I thought you were going to do it.
Right, no.
But, okay.
I just took the audio from this guy doing it. This is Pete Sarino, PAS Magic, on Facebook and Instagram.
I wonder
that
how
kind of
our
thing.
Audience did.
I don't know.
Send in to WGNSradio.com. Now,
if you were able to play along with it, but I wrote, did you write down baseball as their sport?
No, football.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
What was your fruit?
Orange. What was your fruit?
My sport was baseball, apple. The last letter was E.
Orange.
Yeah, same. That was mine. Last letter's E and orange, too. Yeah. He's cheating.
There has to be something to do with the fruit, the end of the fruit and name, I
guess. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway, I thought that was fun. Okay, sports coming up now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees beat the Dodgers in L.A. Sunday night 7-3. 4 hits for DJ LeMahieu, but Yankee closer Luke Weaver did not pitch due to a sore hamstring. Arizona 3-1 winners against Washington, but Diamondbacks starting pitcher Corbin Burns left with elbow inflammation. At Seattle, Cal Raleigh hit his 23rd home run of the season, which leads the majors. The Mariners beat Minnesota 2-1. Victories for San Diego and San Francisco. The Mets sent Colorado to an 8th straight loss 5-3. Milwaukee won its 7th in a row 5-2 at Philadelphia, which falls to 2nd place in the NL East, a game behind the Mets. In the WNBA, 7-0 New York whipped Connecticut, 7-0 Minnesota won at expansion Golden State. Scottie Scheffler took the Memorial by 4 strokes. NASCAR win at Nashville for Ryan Blaney. And at the Women's College World Series, elimination game victories for Oklahoma and Tennessee.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Fair Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. And all of this month, it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So we're going to be focusing our first broadcast on adult attention deficit disorder. First of all, good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Attention deficit disorder. We frequently relate that to young people. But adults can get it too.
Absolutely. It's a very common diagnosis in youth, as we say, but it's also a diagnosis that we see with adults that could be one of two ways. One, an adult that was diagnosed later in life, or someone that was diagnosed when they were younger that didn't go away, right? Mm-hmm. They've still got it as an adult. And so you see a lot of times it go undiagnosed for people, and then people think about it a lot of times as it means that they can't focus, you know, that they can't pay attention, as it sounds. But it doesn't always present itself that way. For some people, it's that person who can't finish projects, right? They can start things a lot of time, but they can't finish it. They move on to something else. They have a lot of things started and really nothing finished. So sometimes it's not always about sitting in a classroom and listening and the inability to be able to pay attention.
So that's noticeable in the workforce then.
Definitely noticeable in the workforce, but it's also noticeable a lot of times in marriages. For instance, if you have one person that has that, and especially if they're undiagnosed, it can be very frustrating for the other partner. Why are they not understanding what I'm saying? Why are they listening to what I'm saying? Why do they not finish what they started? That type of thing. And it may just be that they're undiagnosed or that they haven't been properly treated for it.
If somebody's saying, "That's me," they're describing, what can you do?
Ideally, you want to get a formal diagnosis, because is it the primary problem or is it a secondary problem to something else? For instance, does a person have depression with a secondary diagnosis of attention deficit, meaning that they've also got to focus on the depression in addition to the attention deficit, or do they have an anxiety issue, what have you, or is this the main problem? Because that can affect how you approach it, right? But specifically for attention, there's a couple of different ways that you can look at it. One is you can look at it from a deficiency perspective, meaning that what are you missing? What holes have not been plugged that are causing this particular thing to happen, right? And that could be nutritionally with diet, or that could be vitamin wise. So for instance, B vitamins are very important vitamin for a lot of different things. Some people have what's called a methylation disorder. And not to get too far in the weeds, but folate is a very, very important vitamin for your brain. And folate/folic acid, depending upon how you take it, if you get it from food or if you get it from a supplement. So sometimes people have a methylation disorder, meaning that their body does not convert the folic acid that they get from food or from a standard multivitamin supplement to a more active form of folate. And a lot of times when that's the case, it causes issues with their ability to focus or with their memory or with depression and those types of things. So they might just benefit from a good B vitamin, a methylated B vitamin, for instance. Some people with attention deficit need a little bit of caffeine, not a lot of caffeine. Okay, there's a big difference between doing 1 to 200 milligrams a day and doing, 800 milligrams a day and 4 energy drinks, right?
Are you talking about energy drinks? Are you talking about coffee? I mean, people guzzle coffee.
It could be in any of those certain ways. I'm not a big fan of energy drinks in general, but for a person with ADD, about 100 milligrams of caffeine can be really effective for them. I like the combinations where they combine caffeine with theanine. It just helps to take the edge off the caffeine. And L-theanine, which is an amino acid, also helps with attention and focus. And so that combination can be really good for people that just sort of need something to sort of hone them in. For instance, there are a number of combinations out there. My favorite that we carry at our store is one called Focus for Adults. And it is a blend of several different ingredients like L-tyrosine, grapeseed extract, that helps specifically with attention. And so I've had a lot of adults that have used it over the years for a variety of things, from went back to school, and they needed something to help them, or somebody who's got ADD and they've tried to get off of some medications, for instance, that weren't doing them really well, like Vyvanse or things like that. Some people really thrive on those types of things, and some people, there's a lot of side effects that don't work really well for them, and so there can be alternatives.
And this is Focus what again?
Focus for Adults is the name of that product.
Okay, so you'd take Focus for Adults, add to that the caffeine, whatever form you want, And that's what you do. Do you do that forever or what?
Maybe you add the caffeine, maybe you don't, right? It depends on the person. Also want to say you've got to look at the diet too, right? Because there are certain things that are going to lessen your focus, right? If you give kids jelly beans for breakfast and send them to school, it's not going to go well, right? So the same thing for the person. You don't eat breakfast and you go to work, you're probably not going to focus as well. You have some type of a pastry and you go to work, you're probably not going to focus as well. So we have to also make sure that we're properly nourishing ourselves, especially at breakfast, and that is very, very helpful as well.
For more information on this, you need to get with Sunshine Nutrition Center. And Kim, where are you located?
We have two locations here in Rutherford County, 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro and 901 Rock Springs Road in Smyrna.
And of course, tomorrow is a special day.
That's right. Our supplements are 25% off on Tuesday. So all those things that I just mentioned, with the exception of coffee, of course, would be 25% off.
That's at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim Dunaway, our guest this morning, thank you for joining us.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30. It's a Monday. It's June the 2. That's right. Yeah. June 2nd.
Whatever. Yesterday, Diane Stearns had a birthday. Karen Brown, Mike Browning, Glenda West, Michelle Wilson, and Caleb Swayze. Today, Corby Yarbrough, Steve Sachs, Jasmine Thomas, and Bob Zachary. Happy birthday to all of those from News Radio WGNS.
And that's not all. We've got more birthdays out there, so go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig is the prize, so get them in.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Okay, news, traffic, weather, all straight ahead. Then more of the Wake Up Crew coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at some patchy fog under sunny skies towards the afternoon. High near 87 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Into tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 63 degrees, southeast winds stay around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, lots of sunshine expected. High near 90 degrees, south winds around 5 to 10. Tuesday night's looking mostly quiet under clear skies. Low around 70 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit busier in the last few minutes, but it's been light to moderate out here on 24 up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24. As it gets a little bit heavy here on 65 south at Trinity Lane, it continues to build down I-40. Coming in right now from Wilson County through Hermitage, Donelson, all the way up there to B&A Airport at Donelson Pine. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this week when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center has proposed a new freestanding emergency room in South Murfreesboro, aiming to address the area's rapid population growth and increasing demand for accessible health care. The facility, planned near South Church Street and Warrior Drive, would provide full emergency care services independently of a hospital campus. For residents in South Murfreesboro and Barfield, the new ER could significantly reduce current travel times of 20 to 30 minutes to the nearest emergency room. TriStar health officials confirmed the proposed ER would offer diagnostic services, life-saving treatments, and patient stabilization. Those requiring more intensive care could be transferred to TriStar Stonecrest in Smyrna or other regional hospitals. Though no official timeline or approvals have been announced, the proposal marks a significant step in addressing Murfreesboro's growing health care needs. In another story from Murfreesboro, local middle schools are celebrating major athletic achievement. Oakland Middle School earned both the boys and overall all-sports trophies, while Siegel Middle School claimed the girls' all-sports trophy for the 2024-2025 school year. The awards, presented by WGNS Primetime Sports and Little Caesars Pizza, recognize the top athletic programs across Rutherford County. Siegel's girls' team earned 17 points, fueled by a championship win in softball and high finishes in volleyball and in soccer. Oakland dominated the boys' category with 21 points, winning both football and basketball titles and finishing strong in baseball. Their combined efforts secured them the overall trophy with 37 points. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and it's time to play the 5-second rule,
which is one of my favorite games we play on the show. So basically, you will have 5 seconds to name three of whatever category I give the two of you. Are we ready? John, would you like to go first?
Oh, yeah.
John, I would like you to name three things that you keep on your kitchen counter.
Canister, toaster, and microwave.
Good job. Good job. Let me. No. All right. I would like you to name three Ivy League schools.
Harvard.
Okay.
Princeton and Yale.
Good job, John.
Thank you. Did I get extra points?
Yeah, points don't defer. No. John, name three things that you can cover in chocolate.
Banana, ice cream, and cake.
Wow, and time to spare. All right, name three music genres.
Rock, blues, country.
That's three. And time to spare. Look at that. Name three classic tale heroines.
Snow White, Cinderella, and Gretel.
Gretel. Close.
Yeah, close.
Not quite there.
What do you mean not quite there? I was saying it. I just couldn't say it.
Right. Name three newspapers.
The Washington Post, New York Post, and New York Times.
Ooh, that was close. Do you think he got it, John? Because I don't think he got it.
What did he say? The Washington Post, the New York what Times?
New York Times, New York Post.
Yeah, but I think that New York Post just happened right after the time.
Yeah, if mine didn't make it in, he didn't.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, of course it did. John, I saw that little last bead go down right at the moment.
This one's up your alley. John, name three characters from MASH.
Colonel Pierce, isn't it? No.
Maybe, I don't know. Pierce. I've never seen MASH. You could have said anything.
Trapper John and Colonel...
Is it Clink?
No, that's Hogan's Heroes.
Oh.
Colonel Potter. That's what got me. Okay.
Well, on the topic of famous Johns, name three famous Johns.
John Dinkins, John Potter, and John Sean Chong.
Oh.
Who is John Potter?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
John Hancock, John Adams, and John Dinkins.
All right, John, name three name three professional baseball teams.
Atlanta Braves, New York Yankees, New York Mets.
It's you. Let's see. I'm trying to determine if I'm going to give you the red or the orange. Name three methods of shipping.
Amazon, UPS, and Postal Service.
Good job.
That was good.
That was good. That was good. All right, John, name three things that are purple. Okay.
Don't have a clue.
Plum, maybe.
Barney.
Plum, maybe.
I don't know.
Plum, maybe.
Plums are purple, I think.
Barney, yeah.
Grapes.
Name three types of exercise equipment.
Oh, jeez.
Treadmill, elliptical, bench press.
Yeah.
John, how are you at poker?
Terrible. I don't know anything about it. Just go ahead and okay. Go zing me off.
Well, three poker hands.
Flush. Two of a kind.
It's better than I would have done. I guess you could have gone with Yahtzee. Name three
Yahtzee.
Winning...
What?
Okay. Like Yahtzee hands. It's the same thing, I think. I don't know. Name three Winnie the Pooh friends.
Oh, this is easy.
Tigger. That's all I know.
Wow. Name three reasons to call your mother.
Sickness, death, check on her.
Good job. Name three Dr. Seuss books.
Ooh. Green Eggs and Ham. Sam I Am. I don't know.
Well, those are both the same one. John, one more. Name three things that people should do more often.
Love one another, talk to each other, and get along.
And that's the 5-second rule.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say, we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Not only do we sell jewelry, but we also repair it as well as appraise it. Anything purchased from Bell Jewelers, you receive a complimentary appraisal to give to your insurance company. But even if you have a piece of jewelry that didn't necessarily come from us, that's okay. We have four GIA certified appraisers on staff. We appraise it on site, so you know exactly what you have. So come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feels so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, wrapping up the crew here for this Monday morning, June the 2nd. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE, they've delivered reliable service and peace of mind, guess what, for nearly 90 years. Manage your account, MTE.com, or download the My MTE app from Middle Tennessee Electric. And saying good morning to the Beasley Animal Clinic. They're today's good neighbors of the day for the great work they do in our community helping to control the pet population. So that's the Beasley Animal Clinic staff receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS Good Neighbor today, the Beasley Animal Clinic. Send in your good neighbor if you text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the info, click submit. That's it. It's going to take you a minute and a half tops. And then once you click submit, it's in my inbox, and we'll have them as the good neighbor of the day coming up. You can also get to that same web form, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Did you know that humans eat bananas more than monkeys?
Really?
Yeah. Makes sense. I don't remember the last time I ate a monkey.
Replay.
A 3.75.
Yes, a solid 3.75.
You hate decimals, don't you?
I mean,
I think he just hates the fact that we score the joke, period.
It's the fact that, you know, on what we learned today, thought we had a cool segment of, you know, guess the number or elephant or whatever, and Dalton had to trick the system using decimals. Think of a number to 1 to 10, and who's going to think of 7.5?
Well, let's put it this way. He didn't ruin the segment. He just tripped it up a little bit.
Well,
I mean, I thought it was a good segment. I mean, it was, you know.
I also thought it was a good segment, but I wasn't going to let that man get a one-up on me.
Well, he did on the last one.
That's true.
But I got to thinking, it has to be the fruit. Apple, orange, pineapple.
I think by that point, your chances are very high for it to be an E.
Yeah.
And there aren't many other animals that start with the letter E.
Mango.
You go with something really weird, like a...
Eel
or whatever.
Or if you put banana, ends in an A, then it would have been ape.
But the there aren't many sports with the second letter of a B.
True. Those two have to go together.
He's in control, yeah.
Yeah. From the beginning. Mind games.
Yeah. And all those people that...
I'm glad it didn't start with a P.
I hope nobody had a wreck trying to find a sheet of paper in their car.
That's true. Yeah.
So well, that was
right
more
off
for
the road.
That was more for you, but I mean, I think people could play along in their head some.
He went real fast.
He did go fast. He doesn't want you to think too much.
True. Yes. Yeah, I guess so.
Because look at what happened when we had some time to think about it. We cracked his code.
Look at what happens when you have a little time to do drawings. What else have we learned today?
Oh, I learned a lot in the last 10, 15 seconds. Well, let's see. We talked about places to go on vacation.
That's true.
Right? Dalton had a list for all of us.
So pick any national park. That's going to be high on the list, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much. I imagine they were out of the 30, I think probably they had 20, didn't they?
I would think.
Got to be, yeah.
Just off the top of my head. I'm not a big national park guy. That's not my cup of tea.
Well, Melissa just got back from the Smokies. They go like twice a year.